Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll see off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm gonna love watching it land on you.
I think I'm just really, really tired. Oh, it's the 6th. See? I do remember things. Not everything, but I do remember things. And so I am going to go for a couple announcements. So Melody isn't here yet. Neither Terry, neither is the two Chrissies. Hi, Ruben, Cass. Hey, Ruben. So, I'm going to screw up your name, Ruben, and I love talking to you the other night. So, you know, you are more than welcome to call in. Like I said, people, I have a couple of announcements. Number one, I am starting a Sean and Carly campaign on this very show because I want to get my son and Carly together because they deserve to be together and they are the best couple next to Laidlaw. Okay, I said that. Tonight we are going to be talking about Dave and all the craziness there and Y&L, Jill Walton is leaving for 6 months and that. And we are going to talk about 55 Ways to Kill Sam McCall. Seriously, I know a lot of people hate character bashing, But you know what? It's my show, and I'm going to bounce on Sam. So if anyone has a problem with that, I am not sorry. I haven't watched the ACM Country Rebels yet. Been a busy week, so do not tell me who wins. Do not tell me anything. Whoever accidentally killed me will be muted for 1 minute tonight. Thank you very much. And my two big announcements before I put callers on, I have booked a couple guests for the next couple weeks. The first one is from B&B, Aaron Deeds. Spears, he played Justin on B&B, so he will be in the house, in our studio, whatever you want to call it, next week. It's going to be cool. It's going to be awesome. I'm very, yeah, so that's going to be really cool. And then on April 24th, I got, April 27th, I got Zen Lily, who played Maxie, coming on the show, and they are both taking fan questions. So, and the caller number is 1-347-850-8721. That's 347-850-8721. And I'm bringing on people now. You guys, just remember, I love calling and spinning, so be nice to them or I will do something mean. Okay, so we are bringing on Kathy. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Callie.
Yes. So I decided that we are going to do a song and call the campaign because song coming back to General Hospital. He was just filming a movie, and I want my couple. I do not want Todd.
He was on this week.
Yeah.
I saw him.
Thank God. Well, I have been so busy this week. It's been like one of the craziest busy weeks.
Oh, Callie, don't tell me you didn't watch this week.
Okay, you know what, Kathy? If you knew everything I had going on, and yes, it's been one of those crazy little weeks. And
it was a great week, the skank.
Oh, I haven't saw a lot, but, you know, I mean, they are good to put Elizabeth and Spinelli in scene. I heard Carly and Luke in scene. Love that. I love all that. But, you know, it's just been one crazy thing after another. And
a good thing. A good thing's going on. We're going to get Liaison.
Liaison is coming in. You know what, Sam? Fans run. You know, crawl under your desk. Cover for cover, because, and I'm sorry, I am liking McBam, or whatever you're going to call it. Oh, Cyrus on here, too. Hey,
bring
Cyrus
on.
Yeah, hi, Cyrus.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Cyrus.
See, aren't you guys telling me that I booked Maxie from General Hospital, and then Justin from B&B is coming on here next Friday, and then on the 27th, Zenily, who played Maxie, is coming
on
here.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of really, really proud of myself in that way because, see, this is what happens when you can't sleep. This is the Twitter trick, people. If you cannot sleep, a lot of the substars cannot sleep either. So maybe it's just not me that has a sleeping problem. Maybe it's all of America. I really think so.
Didn't they all have time off? I think they had a break.
Yeah.
Because
Steve Martin's been
gone for a while.
There's another show on right now. Do you know that?
What other show?
Soap series. That new show?
Oh, really?
Blog Talk? Pam?
Oh.
P- Pam show.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Blog Talk. It's, she said it's starting at 10, so.
Soap series?
Soap series.
She's had everyone on.
She's had Sharon Tate.
I know.
She's had every star from Young and the Restless on. She's had so many stars on. It's unbelievable.
I know. It's crazy. Oh, we have a couple more calls. Terry, you on the line?
Hello? Hey.
Hello.
I'm just leaving my friend. I'm just leaving now to go home. And then we were standing outside talking, and we heard this bang on a car, a pine cone style. It was so loud. There was a chipmunk on the tree.
Oh,
funny.
How cute.
Yeah, yeah. So what are we talking about right now?
Everything.
The skank.
I just
want
to say,
yeah,
can
the
I
skank.
Say how
the
much
skank.
I love? Can
it's
I just say
us.
How much I love?
Yep.
I just say how much I love John and Sam. I don't want to get beaten up, but I'm starting to like Sam again.
Oh, I like them.
You know what? You know what?
I like
Sam and John too, but I will never like Sam ever. You know, after what she had done, lying to Jason, going after Carly the way she had done,
I will hate that.
You know what? She just made a terrible mistake in her marriage right now. She's confessing. She's not confessing, but she's telling everything to John, and that's something that she's been.
Yeah, man, you know what? I just want to say, people, if you think Sam a little bit taking down Sunny and not taking down Jason, you are really fucked up in the head. Excuse my friends, but you all messed up, Sam.
Now,
oh,
let's be
it.
Happy, Carly. Happy.
Happy.
Happy. Things are
happy.
Going well for once.
Things are going great.
Yep.
Things are going great.
You know what? I haven't been looking forward to coming home from the hospital in a long time. And you know, somebody went on the ABC message board, and she wanted to apologize. Basically, it was a threat. I want to apologize to all the ladies and fans who I made fun of. This is about the chemistry, about how it's not forced. Basically, she was apologizing to us loving our couple and how, you know, the chemistry. We love the chemistry between Liz and Jason because it's not forced, and she sees that with John and Sam. And
I don't think she's going to be with John McBain.
I don't think she is either. But
I think.
No. I think she will. I think Sam will end up with John. I really do.
If this couple takes off, like I think it's going to be, it's been taking off right now. A lot of people love them, and if he stays on the show. I think
the point is she's going behind Jason's back, what he told her
exactly.
to do.
And that's the reason why their relationship is not going to last.
No, she lied to him again. She's going to keep
exactly.
that
Oh, you guys, I'm going to bring on 8602. 8602, you're on the air with us.
Hey, Carly. Tiana, Revenge Cast.
Hey, hi. How are you? Yeah, I'm glad you called in. We are talking Z8 because, you know, Sam needs to go down for the busy. Sorry, but she does. Oh, and my non-radio is here too. Terry, what were you saying?
No, I was going to say, she had said something to the other.
Hello?
Yeah, Christy, you on too.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Watching, I think it was yesterday, she was talking to John, and she's like, well, she's like, you don't understand, you don't know John, you don't know Jason. I'm like thinking, well, you don't know him either. Because
yep.
if you knew him, you wouldn't be sitting here talking about things that you need to tell your husband first, you know?
Exactly, and you know what, you know why? I'm sorry, and I will say this again. I will repeat myself because I can. But if you're going behind you, you know, I'm not going to say husband back because I will never believe they are married. If you go behind his back and do all this shit and try to take Sonny down.
If he only knew.
Right,
yeah.
can I say something that I found really funny? So I was watching, you know, the J-Sam clips because they have, you know, on YouTube because there's, you know, Jason was with other people and Sam was with John. So I looked at the comments and, like, all the J-Sam fans are like, oh, my God, they're writing them out of character. What are they doing? And I'm like, think of the outfit. Finally, they're writing them in character.
Yeah.
You know? I thought it was funny how the J-Sam Angeles on fans have, like, complete opposite opinions.
I loved
what
it.
Was that again?
I did
on,
too.
It's hard to understand because I got it on speaker. What was that you said?
I said the J-Sam fans on YouTube are saying that they're writing Sam out of character and that they're writing Jason out of character too.
Oh my God. They've been writing Jason out of character for so many years. That's funny.
Oh, they're saying that this current story, all this stuff on GH right now is god awful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, come on. I just crack up. I go, you think this is bad? You should have seen what it was just a short time ago.
I know. This is what a soap is all about. I know somebody said they were leaving one of the messages. They're totally gone because they didn't like what was happening with the show. And a lot of people were saying, oh, so you don't like a soapy soap? You don't like to go... This is what it was all about back in the day. It was about angst. It was about, you know, relationships. It was about whatever. And they're like, they're leaving because they don't like the fact what's happening with Jason.
You know what?
They know they're going to break up.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel like saying, Golden, why are you on the board bashing them on the ABC board when we're trying to save the soap?
Yeah.
I'm like,
I can say I left. Well, one of the reasons why I left the show was I would have stayed. I think I still would have stayed on General Hospital with Jason broke up. I left because the storylines were terrible. I think I would have stayed if it was better stories. You know.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
What bothers me about a lot of the General Hospital fans, and I'm not saying it's all General Hospital fans, but, you know, the ones that complain about couples and characters and minute, you know, bullshit, you know. Like, I grew up on P&G soaps because my mom watched them, so I was watching them from 5 on, and I started watching all the soaps when I was about 14. So I was watching Guiding Light since I was, like, about 5, and it got canceled in 2009, and I was 31. So I had a big history with the show. The last 2 years of that show, even after, you know, I knew it was going to get canceled, I still watched it. They were filming in a park with handy cams and indie music in the background that was, like, louder than the actor's dialogue. It sucked. It sucked really bad. But I stuck with it because it was my show, and I stuck with it to the end. And General Hospital people don't seem, or I should say some of them, don't seem to have that kind of commitment. It's like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to watch depending on who Jason's sleeping with. I mean, what kind of fan is
that?
You
know what?
Exactly.
I watched it for the last 3.5 years, even when it's gone so bad and everyone's not watching because of the breakup or whatever. I think soap fans in general are, impatient. Are very impatient.
Yeah, but you know what? I've been impatient for over 4 years watching this garbage on our screen.
Yeah, I know.
Bad, bad, bad storylines and direction and writers and everything. And it's like, this is like I'm getting back to real soap material again.
Mm-hmm.
Where I look forward to it every day and I'm enjoying the heck out of it. I
don't care.
If Sam's on my screen, hosing things up by running to all these people and trying to get the stuff done without Jason's knowledge, that's her problem. That's soap. You know?
Yep.
That's a pure soap material. So I'm loving
it. Tia, are you still here?
Yeah.
Julia, you're still
hello?
Here, too.
Oh, sorry. I'm listening to my radio while I'm driving on my way home. Sorry. Did by the light. Sorry. Oh, sorry. I got
things on air. So, Tao, do you have anything more to complain about or anything more to say?
No, I understand, you know, the commitment, but I've watched soaps on and off. I haven't been stuck to one soap on my life. I went to CBS. I've hooked on a soap for a while. And Jonathan and Tammy, that was my favorite couple on Guiding Light. That was one of the reasons why I went back to Guiding Light. Jonathan and Tammy, you know, even after Tammy got killed, I stayed there until Jonathan left. I'm just that way. I like good stories. If it's not a good story, I'm not going to, oh crap, I'm in a damn fucking freeway. Shit.
What happened?
I missed a damn freeway.
Okay, do you want to find your way and then call back in?
Yeah, I'm going to call back later. I need to find my way home here. Okay.
call back in.
Yeah, once I get settled on the freeway, I'll call back.
Okay, yeah, call back in.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, we have another caller. We are busy. And Meredith says hi to everyone. Her little boy is sick, so she will be here if she can, yeah. And we have 361, you're also on the air.
Hey, what's up? This is Party Will.
Party Will!
Party's in the house.
Hey, Will, it's Revenge Cast.
Yeah, cool. I've been wanting to be on here, like, for ages. I feel like I'm a celebrity wanting to get into the next big gig. I got my daughter. She's over here.
Yeah, but before I forget, you guys, have you guys heard about what's all going down on Days of Our Life lately? Like, the behind the scenes?
Yeah, they fired all their writers.
Yeah.
Good.
You know what?
Well,
you know what?
On that day, I hate to say it, but, I mean, because I love the cast, and they know I do because I'm a big tweeter. I just about tweet like everybody. I think I even made Brian DeTillo blush because I told him he was so hot. But I feel bad for the cast because they're not getting the proper potential
material
that this show is capable of, and they keep screwing them over.
Well,
you know what
I mean?
I mean, if I recall, just like on General Hospital, they're out giving these contracts to these wonderful actors, but they're not, you know, they're not putting up to the they're not putting it, you know, they're not at, how do you say it? They're not meeting up to what they're saying. You know, like what they offer you a 3-year contract, but all of a sudden something happens, they change writers, but you're going to end up leaving earlier than what you expected.
What I'm talking about the days, I was shocked. I am still shocked that Winnie Jones played Lexi is walking away from the business, and she's walking away from Days of Our Life.
She has a brain tumor.
What?
I figured that's what they were going to do with her. Isn't that what they did with Isabella years back? Or no, that was pancreatic cancer. But it's going to be the same kind of story, I think.
Wait.
Does she have a brain tumor in real life or on the show?
No, on the show.
No, on the show.
Okay.
She's retiring. She's retiring from acting.
Well,
you know
what?
Cool.
A lot of people go and say that.
And you know what?
I've done acting.
And you know what? I commend her because I can see what you'd want to leave, Dave. Because you want to leave when it's, you know, just like a TV show, you want to leave when it's going good, you know, as good as it can be right now.
But it's not going good.
Instead of having to wait until it's, like, fouled out and canceled, because she's picking the right time to leave, because look at what's going on with Dave. It's it's going down that steep slope.
You know what? No, you know what? We all, I think Days of Our Life will turn around. I really do.
It's
not
going
to be
lowest in the ratings.
I thought it was
sure going
to turn around October or September, and they dropped the ball.
I don't know. You know, I support soaps and everything, but I need to say it. Dates has been boring me like to no end with a lot of this craziness between, okay, you have, what is it, Abby, obsessed with,
Austin,
okay,
well, you know what,
I'm sorry,
I mean,
that's
not anymore.
I don't like it. It's a gag reflex. I don't like it. Then you got,
Gabby
going after, Chad. That's another gag reflex because, hello, they're doing the same thing with Abby. So, I mean, if this is the way they're going to do it, then tell me out because I don't want it. The last time I was so disappointed with Dave was when they hooked up Stephanie with Max.
Mm.
And they're supposed to be cousins. You remember that?
Well, yeah, but you know what? You know what?
I mean, they're a cute couple at the time. Don't get wrong. But, I mean, what kind of a message is that sending out to people that are watching? You know, like, oh, it's okay to do this and that, and it's whatever, you know. Of course, it's a, you know, it's a soap, and there's always that reality fantasy. But in anything, whatever you're doing a show, you're relaying some type of a message. I mean, look at what's going on with the Will kissing another guy. You know, that pretty much hits a lot of reactions.
That's the only storyline I like. That's the only storyline that's realistic.
I'm only watching. I'm only watching, and I'm sure she's listening. Miss Allie Sweeney. Shout out to her and Brian Tittle. I'm a big Lumi fan, and if Lucas is leaving, then of course, you know, if she's with EJ, that's fine too. But I don't know what Days is thinking. Like, okay, they brought Billy back, but why? I don't
why?
Even
you
see.
Know
no, it's, I'm
you
bored.
Know what?
I mean, nothing against the actress, but I'm bored. The Alamania story, I'm sorry. But I don't understand it anymore. It's getting so
you know what? I'm
actually, I hate it.
I'm sort of liking that on the main story because
I hate it.
I just was the ones that they could beat Stefano at his own game. But do I like seeing Dawn and Hope thinking they are really married to each other and she put the Xena? No, but you know what? I think that will be scrapped once the new writers come in. I mean,
I think
you
it's
know,
over. I think it's over because John and Hope realize who they are today.
Yep.
Oh, they did. Oh, I didn't know about today. I didn't think any of the souls were on today. I must have missed a lot.
Oh,
yeah,
my
gosh. They were on.
I'm bad now. I say I don't watch Dave, but I kind of like maybe it's like a half truth because. I've got friends that, you know how when you can do, like, certain scenes that you want to see, but just like a movie,
yeah.
You want to only pick certain things you want to watch? Well, I've got friends that they're very special. They give me the clips.
Yeah, oh, hold on, Will. We have another call. Carrie, you're back on air.
Hello?
Hi, you're back on air.
Oh, okay, I'm just listening. I don't know how you talk.
Okay.
I mean, I lot of cutting and stuff.
Is that me?
So, Terry, got any comments or what?
No, I'm
getting a lot of feedback or something.
Yeah, I can't really hear anybody.
Right.
I know, I can't hear anybody either.
Hey, Terry, can you call back? Hey, can you call back in because I think your phone is squeaky.
Is it me? Hey, bye.
Thank you.
Let me ask you guys, what do you think about Will on Days?
I like that storyline. I like that storyline. It's realistic.
It's not like it's like, well,
wait a minute. Somebody's still getting feedback or something.
You know, Will, it's your phone. I thought it was Terry's, but it's your phone.
He admitted he was going to Marlena.
Yeah,
I like
but
the storyline with him and Sonny.
Yeah,
I can hear you, Kathy,
yes, you phone.
And Carly.
Hello?
Hello?
Will, it's your phone though, Dean.
I don't know. I'm kind of confused. Am I still on, or what's
going
on?
Yeah, you're on. Call back in, Will. Your phone is being weird.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, you guys, Terry, I apologize. It wasn't your phone. What happened to Silo? Kathy, you still here?
I'm here. But I can't hear anything.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, my God, the asshole. How about you fucking think on, you fucking asshole?
What happened?
I have my
fucking
finger on the guy.
She has to hang up.
Oh, my God. Guys, my Swiss boat is crazy.
She has to hang up.
Okay, yeah. So,
Maybe it's not.
Christy, are you here?
I'm here.
Christy, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay,
the Swiss boat is, like, going crazy. Okay, Terry, are you back on?
No, she hung up. I think that was the problem.
Terry, you're on the answer as well.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so... Did you find your way out, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, I was going to go to McDonald's and get a drink, but the drive-thru was so crowded, I decided just to not do it. And then I couldn't find my way out of this bad neighborhood, and so I'm on the way
So are you, what storyline are you happy with?
Which one? Days of Our Lives?
Yeah, I mean, days, yeah.
Someone's cell phone is doing something.
I know.
The whole thing that they go with Luke and Sammy. I want Luke and Sammy so bad together.
Kristen, your phone is being weird.
It's not me.
My phone?
No, I didn't say Terry. I said Christy, Terry.
Someone's cell phone.
See, it's Terry's. I mean, not Terry, Christy's. No, I do not like this whisper tonight, you guys. It's being crazy. Is this so being crazy? Okay, Christy, you still on? Terry, you still? It says Terry's still here. I don't get what. Okay. Okay, I don't want to talk about a person going through the drive-thru. Why not, Silo? Christy, you are back. What is going on with this whisper? It's crazy. Kathy's still here, right?
I'm here. I'm on a landline.
Well, it's me and you and Will. So, are you happy with Day Live a Life? What storyline are you happy with?
Callie, it's me and you. Callie? Callie? Callie?
So, yeah, I'm here. So, Kathy, what is your favorite storyline? On Days, Y&R, General Hospital, any of those? Do you have a favorite storyline right now?
My favorite storyline on Days is the Will, Marlena. I like that storyline. I think Will coming out and that storyline, I like that. Because that's the only true thing that's going on. I like that. I like that storyline. I think Will being gay, he comes out and says it to Marlena. I'd like a storyline with him and Sonny. I think that might be good. I don't like any of the other storylines on Days. On Young and the Restless, I don't know who I like on that. I don't know really if I like anything on that.
I'm loving Billy and Victoria.
Oh, I love Billy. Billy came home today, but Victoria wasn't there.
Oh, yay, Billy. I love Billy and Victoria. You know, don't screw with my Billy and Victoria because I love them. I love, and you know what? I'm sort of liking the Zach and Nikki friendship. I mean, I'm liking that.
Oh, I love Jack and Nikki together. And what's her name? Genevieve made a deal with Jack that she was going to marry him and give him beauty of nature, but she overheard him saying he didn't love her. He was just going. He would take care of Genevieve, and now she's probably going to give the company to Victor. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Oh.
That happened today, so I don't know about that.
That's not good.
My favorite story on General is that Sam's going to get screwed, and Jason's going to dump her. So that's my favorite story on there. And I love Connie. Connie was a riot today. I love
Connie. Oh, really?
Connie. I don't like the storyline, but Connie is a riot. Callie?
So, yeah, I mean, what I would like to see, though, with the Sam thing, I just want that no good couple done and over with.
Well, they're going to be, because she's going to lie to Jason again, and Heather knows the truth, and Heather's getting out. She's going to threaten Sam that she's going to tell the truth. So Heather knows the truth. She's going to threaten Sam. I don't know what she's going to do. Blackmail Sam that she's going to tell the truth. So that's going to happen.
Okay,
I know.
You guys. Okay, Silo and Terry, are you here?
No one's here but me.
You know what? Okay, Silo says she's in the queue, and what's the name called? Terry says she was also in the queue. What is going on with Blog Talk today? Oh, gosh. But you're still here, right, Silo? I mean, right, Kathy, are you still? No, but the Swiss boat has evaporated. Oh, God, I'm going to kill Blog Talk. Chrissy, you're right about Blog Talk. It's evil, son of a bitch. Is this not doing what it's supposed to tonight, and is this causing all types of problems for me? And no, now I can see why Chrissy gets mad at Blog Talk the way she does, because it's, you know, doing this to me tonight, which I don't deserve. And yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I know they will be over, and but I am liking McBam.
Well, I like them. They won't be together, but she cried on his show.
I think they will, Kathy.
I don't think they'll be together because Natalie's still in the picture.
That announcement came down. Natalie is not coming. She doesn't want to come to General Hospital at this time.
You know what the biggest betrayal is? Jason told her to stay away from him, not to talk to him. There she is telling him the whole thing about Franco and the baby and how the baby might be Franco's, and she's telling him everything about her life and the whole bit, and she's crying on his shoulder. I can't believe it. She's hugging him the whole bit. I can't believe it. Jason would be so pissed. I can't believe she's doing that.
Kathy, Silo, everyone, Terry, are you here?
She's hugging him the whole bit. I can't believe it.
Oh, Terry, Silo, and everyone is back. Hello?
Hello? Can
Hello?
You hear me?
It's a good thing.
Okay, cool.
It's a good
you
thing.
You can hear
Hello?
Me?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I had to close out this chat board and everything. Hey, yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, Carly. This is Alva.
Hey,
hi, Alva.
Hey. I know you guys.
Okay, okay.
I'm on there for a second.
Yeah, Alva. Okay,
cool.
Alva's here. Kathy is here. Simon, who's the other one is here? Terry, are you here?
Hello?
Terry? Okay.
No, Terry must have went off because she was having
yeah,
a lot of that
so.
Noise.
Yeah, I have a tell people what you were going to say about it.
Who?
About Alva was going to say something, so.
I'm loving GH now. This is the best that it has ever been for about 4 years.
Yes.
Or longer.
4 years.
Yes.
Yeah, or longer. Yeah, the storytelling is great. They are putting people back into character, which is great. You
yes.
know, Sam came on as a con. She's a con, and she's conning Jason. I'm sorry. I think she is. That's her biggest con.
Yep.
Is Jason.
She's definitely conning him.
Yeah, she is.
And he's going to be, I'll say, bullshit.
Well, he better be, because if he sits there and backslides with her on this, I'm going to be P.O.'d.
You got that right. You got that right, Kylo. You got that right.
401 is in the queue, too. 401, you're on mail.
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Hey,
Carrie.
Welcome. Okay, and Terry's back, and we've been cast. Call back in
Hello?
If you want. Yep, Terry, you're here too.
Just to clarify something about Days of Our Lives, Max and Stephanie are not biological cousins. Max was adopted, so they can be together because they're not biologically related.
Ah.
Max was adopted.
That's true.
Max and Frankie were adopted by the Brady, so. Stephanie and Matt wasn't a big thing because they weren't related biologically, so.
I didn't hear that. I can't hear you, Carrie.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm still waiting for a cop to stop me right now.
Why?
Because I have the phone in my hand. I don't have my Bluetooth. I'm talking on
Oh, YouTube. God.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? No. Tickets are bad.
No, I haven't the phone in my lap right now. But sometimes I have to pick it up to understand what you're saying. Hard to be here on speaker.
Carrie from Rhode Island, I didn't hear what you said.
Go ahead, Carrie. I couldn't hear what you said,
too. Carrie.
What?
Talk loud.
Carrie?
Yes?
Carrie.
From Rhode Island.
Carrie.
Yes.
Carrie, talk louder, too.
I'm here. How can I? Hello?
No, not that Carrie. Not that Carrie. The other Carrie.
With a K.
Oh,
Carrie.
My God. Okay. You guys, Carrie and the other block number had dropped off. I hate this switchboard tonight.
No, it's not. It's not the switchboard, Carly.
Yes, it is.
I couldn't hear a word Carrie said. The other Carrie said.
I couldn't either. I couldn't either because someone else kept talking.
Well, she said something about the biological something. I heard biological.
Terry, saying that Steffi and that guy is not really cousins. That
right.
They were adopted so they could still date each other because they're not really cousins.
Yeah, but I think she tried to say something after all that.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear her either.
Yeah.
She talks softly. I couldn't make it out.
Yeah. So Terry, are you liking McBam, huh?
Yes. I'm liking McBam. I loved I love John and Sam. And it's not just because they were on Port Charles. I mean, she acts so differently. She's different when she's with him. It's like refreshing to see her with other than this whole freaking Jason storyline she's been in on forever since she's been on the show. I'm just tired of it. I need something new, and they have really great chemistry together, you know? I always wanted him to come to to General Hospital when they both when Port Charles ended. I was hoping that maybe he would come over and, you know, he's back, but he's on Port Charles, but as the same character you played before, but that's still okay. I keep thinking I want Caleb to come out when I watch them together, though. I'm like watching them. I'm like, come on, Caleb, come out. Or something. It's so
Jason's
funny.
Gonna be pissed when he finds out.
I hope so.
I hope he finds out from Heather. That's the only way. That's
and
the
I'm
only way, right?
Sam, McCall, you're telling a perfect stranger that about what you're finding out. You're not telling your own husband. If you really know your husband, you would know he would not like you for this.
But
she has an excuse. She said it today. She said, well, I can't tell Jason until I find out all the facts.
But she's telling John McBain, the person her husband told her to stay away from.
Yeah, I know.
That's a bunch of crap, because Jason, I don't care if she's waiting for the whole truth. She needs to tell him what she's finding out right now, because even she's keeping little things from him. He doesn't like people keeping anything from him.
I know.
Even if it's just little things.
She's screwed.
I hope so.
Well, let's see what she say. Jason asked her right up front, what did you find out? Let's see what she say Monday.
Yeah,
I know.
And then she gave that stupid dumb
she's
look.
She's not going to say a damn thing. She's going to keep it to herself, thinking she's protecting him when she's just ruining her relationship with Jason.
And then I read Heather's going to threaten her. Heather's going to blackmail her or something like that.
Yes, yes. I think Heather figures out what Sam is right away.
Yeah.
She may be crazy, but
somebody
she's smart.
Heather is very smart. She's not stupid.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. She ain't crazy. Yeah,
no,
she is
not.
Very smart.
She's
not
very
crazy
smart.
At
right.
all.
Right.
And, you know, also, keeping this from Jason, you know, Sam, don't you remember when you kept Robin thinking how upset, you know?
Yep.
You know, he's
going
to be
more remember that? I know. Is she stupid?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yes.
But at least these guys are writing her right, you know?
Right.
Correctly.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing. I loved Connie. I laughed my ass off.
What about today? Was she great?
I loved
it.
Could you believe it? She licked the fork before she took a bite of Liz's
fork. I laughed so hard today.
I did too.
It was a riot. It was
Liz
a funny.
Just kept looking at her like, okay.
It was so. I love Connie. Love Connie.
She's hysterical.
It's a riot. The writers are so good. They're writing Connie so funny. It's a riot.
Yeah. I mean, I want Connie and Kate to go away eventually, but I tell you, Connie's a lot funnier than Kate anymore.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Kelly Sullivan is doing a good job.
She is.
She really is.
I think Jen Lilly is too.
Maybe you want Megan Ward back, but Kelly Sullivan is doing a great job.
She is doing a great Connie.
I like her as Connie. As Kate, I don't like her.
I don't like Kate.
I can take Connie, but I don't like Kate.
Right.
I don't like her doing Kate. She's not a Kate to me, but she is a Connie.
She's a Connie.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's great as Connie.
And poor Ewan's talking to her in the restaurant while everybody's listening. Come back to me, Kate.
What did she say when she grabbed him in the crotch, and she said something. I forget what she said.
I didn't catch that one.
She grabbed him in the crotch, and she just said, she said something. I forget what she said. I can't remember what she said, but it was something risque, something.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Probably, like, have you checked out the junk in the trunk, Liz?
She said something to him. I want to see what I'm getting, or I want to. I forget what she said. She didn't say that. That's not what she said.
And I was so mad at Sonny today, I could have slapped the shit out of that.
I didn't believe Jason.
Yes! Yep. I'm like, out of everyone, you should believe Jason.
Yep. And
he
but
would.
Let me just say,
they didn't
let
write
me
him
just,
fruitiform because he would
yeah.
believe Jason if that was really.
Oh yeah,
funny.
He would.
He would.
Yeah, I mean, come on, no, but you know what I'm liking? I talk for like a second. I am liking that Liz and Spinelli have been interacting. I'm sorry,
right.
I love it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's about time.
It's about
time.
Yeah.
You two
yeah.
haven't talked for 4 years.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and I also like the Lulu and Spinelli interaction, too, because, you know, that friendship I loved. And, you know, I mean, it's about time, and may I, you know, and the big news of today was for Z8, Anna Fanoa Hughes got a contract that,
yep.
you know, was, you know, terrific. I mean, I like her. I mean... I like it that she's staying around. I do. I mean,
I'm liking the rumors that the revolution's finally going away, and G8
yep.
may take that time slot. That makes me so beyond happy.
Me too.
Yeah, Terry, what do you think of it? Terry, what do you think of it? About the revolution going away? Terry?
Hello?
Okay. Will, what do you think about that?
What was the question?
About the revolution going away or whatever. What do you think of that? About
oh,
the news?
Are you talking about Heather Weber?
No, I am talking about the talks of the revolution or whatever. There are rumors
oh,
that is...
The revolution? Yeah, I want that show gone and... The two, they both suck.
Yeah.
I don't like
the
watching either one of
them.
The ratings,
I don't. Though. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I love you, ladies.
Okay.
You cracked me up because you did. You brought up a good thing. I like today's episode too because when Connie she cracked me up. I love talking to the actress that plays Connie, Kelly Sullivan. Her and the chick that plays Maxie, they tweet me a lot and they're pretty cool friends. I like the way she's playing Connie. It's so fun and carefree. And she was telling, like, Elizabeth that does his stamina, you know, is his stamina, like,
yeah.
up to his, you know, to what his standard and all this. Like, is he going to, you know, be this guy that he claims to be? And I thought that was so funny because it's like she's trying to, like, touch him and he's, like, looking at her and trying to push her away. That was cute. That was funny. Owen is really cool. I like him.
Yeah, I mean, really? I thought it was great.
And I'm loving Heather. I've always enjoyed the actress who plays Heather. Crazy Janet from Another Planet. I love her. She's awesome. I've always enjoyed that. And then Sam's getting on my nerves. You know, don't get me wrong, I love the actress. But I'm loving the writers because they're making me hate her. Because we all know, yes, you're going to do things to protect your husband, I'm sure. But common sense, Sam. He's going to hate you for what you're doing. This is
Hello?
Like strike two here.
Yeah.
He's already messed up once.
Hello?
And now he's doing it again.
Yeah, tell
you
what. Yeah, you hear me.
That's funny. Blog Talk Radio just called me back.
What?
It does Blog sometimes.
It calls me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say goodnight right now, so I'll talk to you. I'll call back in another time, another day.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, call
okay.
me before you go to bed.
Oh, before I go, does anybody
yep.
like Rick and Carolyn and Bold and the Beautiful? Whoever watches Bold and the Beautiful, does anybody watch Bold and the Beautiful?
I do.
I love it.
Do you like
Caroline, the new Caroline?
I love Caroline. She's so cool.
I think she's nice.
I like her because she's going to be better than Hope.
Do you like her with Rick or with Thomas, or what? Or do you? Was too soon to tell, probably, huh? But
I'd rather have her with Thomas.
I like her with Thomas.
Really?
I like her with Thomas.
But I don't think Rick likes Rick doesn't want her. Rick doesn't want her. He wants Amber. So I think she should be with Thomas.
Yeah, well, because this whole Rick and Caroline, they may mix okay, but I think the steam is going to come from her and Thomas.
Rick wants Amber.
Now, weren't you cracking up at Hope laughing uncontrollably? I thought
what?
It was hysterical.
You know what?
Can I ask something?
I can't stand her.
What kind of pills?
Yeah.
What kind of pills did she give Hope?
No, the same thing she was taking.
It was
what?
An anxiety pill. Anxiety pills don't make. You know, I took anxiety pills once, and they never. I didn't get addicted
but did
to them.
No, but it is affecting her that way, which I think is hysterical.
Yeah, but did she give her the same pills as the doctor?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
how do you know?
I watched the label. I watched the label she had in her hand that she took and put in the bag.
Yeah, but she used the same bottle.
No, she gave her 5 pills. Or 12 pills.
Like it's pet candy.
But she used the same bottle that Hope had.
Yeah,
she
used
12 pills like it's a pet candy.
She only took like 12 in the original bottle. Then she kept the other remaining pills in a bag.
But she used the bottle that Hope had and just changed it to 12.
Right, exactly.
But when she got those pills, how do you know they're the same pills that Hope had?
Because it said, I watched, because I wanted to know if they were going to be the Alprazolam or whatever they said they were.
Yeah.
To the lady that watches on the Bold and Beautiful, do you remember when Caroline first came on?
No.
Carrie,
I think he's talking
to you. I
was trying to find the episode on YouTube, but I couldn't find the air date.
Carrie? What are they? Maybe her phone. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Carrie had to go. Her phone dropped. Made my radio is back. Yay!
Hello.
Am I still here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is so much fun, I swear. This is so cool. Hey, I got to tell you, I'm enjoying Car John, which is, of course, everyone's saying Carly and Johnny. I like them together. I like that.
I don't know if any of them are a fan of... I do not like them. I want Sean and Carly back together, just like Carly does, so...
I wouldn't mind myself.
Because the whole Johnny and Carly thing is kind of crazy. Like, I really don't think it's going to last.
Right. I don't think
it'll last,
but I don't think she's going to end up with Sean.
Yeah, it's
going to
be...
It looks like he left the show
like
or something.
He's doing a movie.
Well, he filmed it already, didn't he, Carly? I thought he filmed it already. I thought that's what you said earlier, Carly. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Wait, what could you be wrong about, Chrissy?
Okay,
I thought Sean filmed that movie. The guy who plays Sean?
Yeah.
I thought he finished filming that movie.
He was on this week.
He filmed it already.
Yeah, and he's coming back. So...
Okay, maybe
Kathy.
That was his first comeback.
I like him with Kylie. And you know what, Kathy? When you and I on the show are going to start a campaign to get Sean and Kylie back together. It's the last thing I do because I love Sean and Kylie. I think they are
I do, too. I thought they made a great couple. I don't know what happened. She was pursuing him, and then all of a sudden, when he pursued her, she wasn't interested. I don't care.
Did everyone see the picture of Dolores' husband now?
Yes.
Now, is that not one good-looking man?
Yeah, he looks good. He looks good.
Yeah, I like him. I got a question for you, ladies. What do you all think about the whole Star Manning thing?
You know what? I'm loving Star Michael.
Yep.
I like Sarah Michael, but I don't like the fact she's so sure that Sonny did it. I don't like
well,
that.
Well, I know. That's why I'm not liking it, because I'm sorry, but Sonny, well, Sonny, you know, can do a lot of, you know, a little bad stuff, but Sonny will never leave, you know, a baby and, you know, all that, you know, like it happened. I don't, but, you know, he's covering for that Connie or Kate, I think.
I don't think he has a clue about Connie yet.
No, he's got blinders on. He won't even listen to Jason.
Oh,
like,
well, yeah.
I like Star Michael, the only thing I wish he could do for the character on the star is wish he would just stop whining so much and just get to her, you know, if you're going to do something about it and don't whine about it so much. It seems to me like she whines a lot.
Well, I would, too, if I thought my child, my soon-to-be probably husband,
was killed by Sonny. We wouldn't just be crying. You know, we're going to want to, you know, to do something, have some justice, do something.
Well, that's what she's trying to get is justice.
But she wants justice.
Yeah.
She wants Sonny to pay, and it's not him.
Yep. I know, but she doesn't know that yet.
I know, but she won't even keep an open mind.
I got another cool question for you. Okay, what do you think about Natalie supposedly trying to come on GH if they were to bring her? Do you think it's too soon to bring her, or should they wait, or what is your opinion on that? Me, personally, I don't care for the Natalie character. I never liked her on One Life to Live. She kind of annoyed me. So I like the way John's with everybody right now on GH. He's kind of like doing this flirting thing. He's flirting a little with Sam, or he's talking to her. I like that. He's got some connection, chemistry with Anna. It's going really good there. I like that.
I know.
Callie,
I agree.
You said he's
oh,
not,
you guys,
coming.
Wait. 863, do you want to be on the air? 863?
Huh?
Yeah, do you want to be on the air? Hello?
It's not here.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Well, if you want to be put on air, press 1. But no, Christy is here. Christy, don't you feel like we're going to go with Sam and Dawn? Don't you feel that?
Yeah, I really do. Like, they hugged yesterday. I know you didn't see that, Carly, but he was, like, comforting her after she told him she got raped Franco. And I'm like, oh, my God, they're so getting together. Like, you could just tell from their chemistry and that hug and the way that she feels like she can open up to him more than she can to her own husband. Like, you can just tell.
Also called husband.
But she uses people. She won't get together with him until Jason dumps her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but.
Yep.
Yeah, but you know what? I am looking forward to, you know what, you guys? I was telling Christy one night, the day that couple breaks up, I do not care what day it is. I do not care what time it is. Whether that day happens, we are having a special edition of Daytime After Dark, and the title will be the perfect ending. When Sam and Jason break up for good, I'm going to have a special Daytime After Dark, so I don't care if it's on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't give a shit what day it is. We are having
good.
A party. And you know what?
Oh,
people need
that.
To
help me in.
People need to drink on that night. I know drinking is bad. Oh, and by the way, Christy knows what I'm about to say now. People, all I'm going to say is cocaine, Vicodin, and bathtubs do not go hand in hand, people. But no, I mean, we really have the best show of our lives when they break up. 401, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. Carrie, what were you saying before?
We couldn't hear you.
To be honest, I don't even remember. I just know that I said Max and Stephanie were not biologically related. But to get on the John and Natalie thing, I don't know what Cottini's going to do as far as that goes. But
if Sam is needy and insecure, John McBain's not the man for her because he makes Jason look like a hopeless romantic, and he's not going to leave the family. He, even though Melissa Archer isn't coming right now, you got to think of it as far as storytelling. If they do it, they can't do it right now because he just got his family back that he turned himself inside out for, and that wouldn't be Art in John McBain's character to dump his kid that he just thought that he always wanted to go raise her bastard child for her. That's not going to happen.
Right.
And I didn't want Jason taken out of character. I don't want to ruin John McBain either because I like him too much, and he could be a good asset. And if you ruin him with her, that you're back where you started. Because if he leaves, if they put her with John McBain and Michael Easton decides to come back to the East Coast, what are they going to do with Kelly Margolin? Take her back with Jason? They need to find her something to do or get her off the show. Only simple.
Yeah, I think until we hear for sure that he's staying, I don't
think
they'll do anything.
6 months, I heard.
Yeah, but he's already done, what, a month and a half or a month?
Well, it's not over yet because do you remember Todd Manning?
Yeah.
Okay.
We remember.
Todd Manning coming in. Todd Manning returns in May.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, as far as Sam and John reunion, that's not going to happen right away because he's just got his family back, and that would be out of John McBain's character to dump his family.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
But I was just,
I agree with that,
Carrie. On the other end. Hi, Carrie. Are you a Natalie fan or are you not?
Oh, I make no bones about it. That's my second favorite couple, but I'm also looking at it from a practical point of view because of, you can't just put her with someone and ruin another character because that's what I didn't like about what they did with Jason, so why do I want him to do it to somebody else?
Right, he's
well,
not going to leave Natalie like that. He's not going to dump his family.
Did you hear the next rumor that's going around that, what's his name, David Vickers? From One Life to the Next, then he has a rumor, and I'm like, as long as it makes sense, but don't make it dumb, you know, because I love General Hospital. As long as it don't make it dumb, then I'm all for it.
But the thing is, with John McBain, you know, if he stays brother, you know, I have no problem whatsoever with John and Sam. Yeah, I was a fan. I love John and Natalie. But you know what? For the sake of all my other couple of ladies on, I will. You know, I want Sam to be hoed out to McBain. I feel like
I'm sorry to interrupt. We don't need John. Because in other words, if we were hoping on John McBain to get our couple back, we didn't even know he was coming until a couple of months ago. I don't think we need.
You know
John
what?
McBain
okay,
she can just be on her own. She could just be dumped, and that's it.
Okay, now one thing on Sam. One thing
Sam
I've
can just be dumped. I can't
I've
see John
really
McBain
been.
Leaving his family.
I've never been
yeah,
a big
okay,
Sam
number
fan.
One. Okay, if they can get Melissa also here, you know, I'm sorry, John and Sam for me will work. My opinion is I would love to see that happen. Right, Christy?
Yep.
Well,
I've never really been a major Sam fan.
Let me ask you a question. If John McBain never came, does that mean we don't get liaison? If Michael Easton never came to General Hospital, does that mean we weren't going to get our couple? That's my only point.
I'm not
Carrie in that way because John McBain is, you know, he has Natalie. If they didn't bring Natalie up, if they didn't show pictures of Natalie and Liam, that would be one thing. But they brought them up. He came there with the family. He just got back with Natalie. It's unrealistic that he would be leaving his wife and his son. It's unrealistic.
It might happen.
Well, yeah, but if Natalie's not coming to the show and he decides to move to Port Charles for a while,
but
then...
You've got
to
realize something. Port Charles and Landview are really not... In fictional terms here, Landview and Port Charles are only a few hours apart. They're just saying for the sake of the integrity of the character.
And you got to keep in mind, lady...
They do break them up eventually, but it's not going to happen April or May. That's just not realistic. Maybe
right, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
They could do a shocker for the fans that watch this whole Sam and McBain together as McBam. For all we know, they
are
could
you
do
guys
like
Sam
and the
call? A blonde called you on May or two.
That type of guy. He's not that type of guy to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we know that.
I'm listening. Everybody is talking all at one time. Was that Will? Is that your name?
Yep.
Yeah.
You were saying something about you're not a Sam fan, but you were saying, but I never got to hear what you were saying. You had came and said.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. For me, because Sam kind of acted, don't get me wrong, the actress is so cool, but the writers are doing a really good job because right now I'm hating Sam. It's just I'm noticing something about Sam that she's got a big mouth and she tells people everything but the people she's with. Like, if you think back, look at when she was with Lucky. She would open her mouth about things that would pertain to their relationship that he wouldn't find out until later. Same thing with Jason. Same thing with Sonny. I'm like, oh, my God, does this woman ever shut her mouth?
No.
If I was a woman in poor Charles like Carly, I think I'd want to slap Sam just to shut her up.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the reason why she talk like that is because she tries to con everybody for her own good. She wants to be the victim in everything so they
right.
can feel sorry
yeah.
for her. So that's why she
oh
tells
God,
everybody everything.
I love this.
Yeah, and that's why she tells people everything, because she wants to be the victim in everything, but yet she's the con in everything.
Yes. Yes.
And
hi to the new
Ben.
Caller. I'm sorry. This is all new to me. I'm glad I was invited to tonight's broadcast here because I love calling on broadcast radio. It's so much fun.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
It's nice talking
yeah.
to you, too. It's nice
yeah,
to get
well,
a man's
yeah,
point of view.
I don't know.
It's nice. it's nice to get a man's point of view.
Oh,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
talking,
as long
yeah,
as
I love. Well,
as long
love
as,
me because
as
I
long
love
as, you know, we are as long as the guy hates Sam and love Carly, you can call in whenever you want because, you know, I'm sorry, Sam is the character that I hate. I cannot find any good in her. I'm sorry, if someone
oh,
can point out.
Hands up, I can't stand her. I can't stand Sam. Oh, just like I said, I want to shut up. That's why I love Heather. When Heather was right there, and she's like, so I'm not invited to the baby shower. I'm like, oh yeah, there you go. If I was a woman, I'd want to be Heather, and I'd want to shut that girl up because
yeah.
you can tell.
Hey Will,
you can't
hey Will,
on. And Sam is a con artist, and I'm not liking it. What, sweetie?
Hey Will, she left that letter because she don't want Heather to get her ass out of the mental
right.
institution. She won't Heather right in there, so she left that letter. But Heather is smarter than what she thinks she is. Heather ain't dumb.
No, Heather
is not dumb.
And I hope, I'm praying, I hope that when GA stays on longer, I hope they decide to put Heather on contract because you made you laugh earlier, I love Crazy Janet from Another Planet because, sweetie, she was awesome on As It Were Turned. She was bad.
Will? Don't you mean
yeah.
On My Children?
She played Crazy Janet from Another Planet on All My Children, but she also played a madam on As It Were Turned. The head hooker lady, you know, in charge.
Robinson's an awesome actress.
And she was on Santa Barbara many moons ago.
Right.
And to the new caller, you're welcome to add me on Twitter, Party Will. And all the ladies can tell you, I love to chat to everybody. I'm friendly with everyone. So.
Hey, I have to ask Party Will.
You're going to love me. You're going to love me because, hey, if I could call every day, I would. I love soaps, and I do my own. I have a web series. It's on YouTube. It's called Party Will's, you know, like Party Will's World or Party Will or something like that. And then I do a lot of fan fiction. I write fanfics. I do spinoffs like As It Were Turned and all that. So I'm on there.
Yeah.
I'm on there really hard.
You know, what was that? Oh, yeah. What I was going to say to you is that we do this every Friday night. You know, we usually go for 90 minutes on Hill, and then we go over late on radio for until, like, the morning sometimes, until early in the morning. Right, Christy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I love that. Do I have
it's
to call back
talk
to do that, or how does that work?
I just followed you, Party Will. So, Party Will, you see the ladies on radio following you, that's me.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who are you?
I'm at
Ladies
on Radio on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
This is
yeah,
tweet.
And
send me
I'm
a tweet
on
Ladies. That way I'll follow you back.
Yeah, well, I'm Ladies on Radio's co-host too, so I do it too. So
awesome, tell everybody. I'm cool. Let everybody follow me. I love it. I put a challenge out today on Twitter and on Facebook. I put everybody because. You know, apparently we've got, 10 days to find out if GH is going to survive this supposedly Katie Couric, which I hate to say, but I can't stand Katie Couric. I don't care what she's going to do. I don't care if she's on Good Morning America. I don't like her. So she can go away for all I care because she just ruins things.
Well,
Katie Couric
wants General Hospital on before her,
right.
So she put her in a
you know,
so
because she
I don't
knows.
Hate her.
I'm glad for Katie Couric that she said that, but, you know, deep down we all know this. She's only trying to kiss butt because she don't want us fans to get mad at her when she tries to take our time slot.
I don't care what she's thinking. I don't care what she's thinking. I'm glad.
Yeah, as long as somebody's supporting GEH. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's good, too. And then, but like I said, most of the stories I'm getting really back into watching more on GH because I am enjoying the whole banter between Luke and Anna. They're so cute together. I mean, I'm not saying they should be a couple, but even then, their little chemistry between them, that's getting funny.
I like it, too.
And I'm also excited because, you know, this is just not official here, but... there could be a good rumor that they might be bringing Frisco back.
Kathy was silent. I don't remember who we talked to and she was the stars. But
I'm going to be your little secret keeper because I've got a lot of people that keep me inside on the inside source. I should be a reporter. I'm going to be like underground reporter here. But I'm finding out good stuff like, They're always possibly the Kareem Frisco, but it's all about contract negotiations, of course. And then the other part that we're trying to find out is we're excited because they're bringing back Scotty Baldwin.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
If they are going to bring back Scotty, bring back Serena because... If you're just going to bring back Scotty, you should bring back Serena too.
Okay. And she's older now. That would be perfect.
It's good you brought her. Yeah, it's good you brought her back cause, or you mentioned her. Because according to the rumors on Facebook, everybody's saying that if she was to be brought on, they're going to age her. And, of course, she'll be older. But they're trying to bring her on there. And then you remember that guy that played Dr. Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to bring him. They're trying to bring back a lot of people. And I understand why
Emma
fans
Lucy,
are freaking
maybe.
Out because they're like, there's a lot of fans like, oh, my God, they're bringing these people back in the show. No, not necessarily. They're trying to bring the show to a success that it used to be from the very beginning, you know.
That's great, but you know what, I don't mean to say this, but do not bring back everyone because right now, as you know, we don't get to see everyone 5 days a week. You know,
You're right, Collie.
I mean, because, you know what, Zeno Hospital has, like, probably the most full cast of any other support around. And, you know, I mean, at least for Days of Our Life of 1 year, right now, you know, we get to see people more than we do, anywhere else, I just think, like, you know, I'll go on dates, you know. Yeah, we don't see.
You just brought up my favorite self right there, Young and the Restless.
Oh, don't get me started on that one. I love, there's, I mean, General, Young and the Rest should be called, like, Punk Central, because there's a bunch of the hot ones on there. Like, there's Kevin.
Yeah.
There's Billy.
Yeah.
There's
mm-hmm.
Adam. I love Adam. There's Nick.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, hey, I'm a swinger. So, I mean, I'll go for Phyllis. I'll go for Sharon. I'll go for Cricket. I hear Cricket's coming back in May.
Oh, yeah, Cricket and Danny are coming back. But
Cricket,
you know what I love? Well, what I'm loving is I like the Abby and Victoria sister bond that they have on there. I love when Victoria and Abby get to work together. I get happy.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I got a sinky feeling that was going to happen because I saw in the magazine said something about Victoria and Billy's worst nightmare. I wonder, because they mentioned about a wedding coming up, I wonder if maybe Adam marries Chelsea and keeps that baby together to just in spite of, you know, maybe, I don't know, but you never know,
and
you know, because it's Adam.
I do not like Adam. I will repeat that. I don't.
I just don't
like Adam.
He's a good actor.
That's okay. I'll keep
myself. You know, but you know what? If you know how everyone knows I'm in love with Bradford on my on the No Hospital. You know what? But if Billy Miller ever once said, like, come be interviewed by me, it's okay, because I've been having a little fantasies about Billy Miller lately.
I love him.
And Bradford together with people probably.
He was on Ringer for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but I've been having weird fantasies about Billy Miller and Bradford and I, okay? And so if anyone wants to know, I will tell they do.
A three-way.
Oh,
I'm not
going to lie.
Here we go again with three-way.
Thank you, Laugh. On my Twitter, I talk to everybody. I don't care. You know, I mean, I will tell Michael Maroney, which, of course, is Adam, and then I tell, what's his name, Greg Reckhart, Kevin.
Anyway.
I'll tell them. I'll tell them how hot they are, and they'll be like, oh, hi, thanks.
Well, if you ever want to help me get any other YNL stars on, I could use the help. I would love my Billy Miller on here. You know, if Billy Miller and Bradford came on together, you know.
Okay, he's so hard to get. I mean, supposedly, I think he's on Facebook, but everyone's trying to get him to join Twitter. He hasn't joined, apparently, from what I've understood yet. But, we're trying to see about putting him on to join Twitter, because a lot of people do want to interview him, but I think he's one of those actors that's kind of more private. But, yeah, if there's a way we can get him, I would definitely help you.
I could, you know, I mean, yeah, I would be a bad little colleague if both of them were on at the same time. And remember, you guys, Sunday is Easter, and remember, people, that, you know, people should be eating a lot of Easter eggs, deviled eggs. Yeah. No, I mean, because, usually I feel like Easter's coming, but this year it came so fast. Am I the only one that thinks, like, I cannot believe it's April 6th already?
I couldn't believe it was Easter. I didn't know. I saw the ad at the supermarket saying,
you know what?
I couldn't believe it.
I'm
a single dad. And for me, I was cracking up. I did not know Easter was even this Sunday coming up for the weekend. I didn't even know Easter until my daughter told me she's going to do an Easter party at school. I'm like, oh, here we go. It's Easter. I don't know unless you tell me, you know, because I'm not
People still feel sorry for Carly, because I have to wake up at like 9 or 10 in the morning, and we are doing Easter Saturday because my sister works. So my sister lives like an hour away. So it's like, so just pray, you guys, that Seattle has a nice nice day for the kids can go Easter egg hunting in the backyard, because last year we had to do it in the house, and we did not find a couple of Easter eggs for like 2 months, and the house smelled bad. So I'm just hoping that we can do it outside, because I think, it would be nice. It would be really nice that, having a nice weather, and, you know, so are you going to be doing Easter egg thingies, or what are you guys doing this, crazy little weekend?
Well, I'll definitely be praying that you get good weather so you can all celebrate Easter and have a wonderful time.
Oh, thanks, Will. Oh, and you guys, just so you know, my partner in crime, my little person that, we would do anything for each other and she would kill for me, is having her show in 5 minutes. Christy, did you put the link up in the room yet?
Oh, I didn't even go in the chat room. Let me go do that, okay?
Yes, because, Late Night Radio is coming up in 6 minutes. Kathy, did you come to Late Night tonight for the whole time, or what?
I am, but not that long. I'm really tired tonight. That's what I say.
I'm tired. You know what? I'm tired, too, so we're probably not going to go all night or anything.
Okay, I'm really tired. I've been up early. I got up early this morning, and I'm really tired, so that's good, Christy.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, too, Christy. I don't think I can stay that long either, because getting up tomorrow is going to kill me, and because we all just, Carly is not a morning person. Carly does not like being early.
We'll see how long we last. We'll see how tired everybody is tonight.
Okay, that's good.
Well,
Will,
I appreciate you sending me your invite so that I can call, because I'm enjoying myself. It's nice meeting all of you wonderful people. Like I said, I enjoy talking on the broadcast, and this is always a fun experience. So thank you again for inviting me.
Oh, God, yeah, calling every week. We love having the guy opinion. I mean, is it refreshing to have guide opinions?
By the way,
you guys, I think all the subs are on Monday, so that's a good thing. And I'm happy that college basketball is almost, maybe it's over, I'm not sure, but I do not like that they interrupted Ryan off Airbnb for those couple of weeks. And I'm happy that CBS primetime shows are back. That's nice. And just remember, next week, you guys, next Friday, Ann DeSperazzo plays Justin on B&B is coming on the show next week. So, and he will be taking an interview. Fan calls, and the number for Late Night Radio, for if people don't know, is 1-724-444-7444. The call ID number is 114689. Press 1 for the PIN.
If you can, since you had tweeted me earlier, can you DM or tweet me the number so I'll have it? And I can save it. Is that okay?
Just go on my Twitter page, Will, and it's right there. It should be right there because I tweeted a lot for Christy, so I retweeted it, so it is on my timeline.
Okay, and who is it that you're going to be interviewing?
Next week, the guy that played Justin on B&B. Donna's ex-husband and all that.
Oh,
is
Justin.
Great.
Okay, Justin.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
yeah.
It's going to be
you
really good.
I like the one that plays.
Okay,
so
is everyone going to hang up now and just call in to They long because they long come
yep.
by.
Yeah,
on. Yep. Okay, I will be over there, you guys. Have
all
a
right,
happy
Callie.